4:50 at 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Welcome to Wednesday afternoon. And it's time to welcome back to the program Mary Beth Hicks, Washington Times columnist and author of the book Don't Let the Kids Drink the Kool-Aid, Confronting the Left's Assault on Our Families, Faith, and Freedom. Today's column has been entitled Giving Up, But Holding On to Hope in Our Changing Culture. Hello, Mary Beth, how are you?
Hey, Andy. How do you like the first, my opening line of the column? I quit.
You know, I got to tell you something. When I saw that, my heart stopped for a second, which is not really good for me, you know?
That's not for any of us, it's true.
No, and then you back it up by saying, I give up, I surrender, I can't do that, I can't do it anymore. Naturally, I thought you were referring to your appearances on my show.
No, are you kidding? I can't afford the pay cut. Boom. Yeah, there
yeah,
you go.
Yeah. All right, so what
happened? Yeah, no, I just have to give up on being a culture whiner, I guess is the way I would put it.
Wow. Wow. All right, so you're done with the commentary. It's back to advice. Is that what I get?
Yeah, well, that's pretty much it. It's funny because, you know, my column has been going on 10 years now in the Washington Times. I'm so proud to be there and always very proud that, you know, they continue to want me in the paper despite any kind of changes that have taken place over the years.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started writing the column, it was back when we had the section called the Family Times on Sunday. And so it was really just this, like, slice of life thing that I wrote about my own kids, and I totally exploited them for column fodder and,
yeah,
you know, a lot of funny stories and stuff. And then through the years, it really changed. First of all, I got moved to the A section, so I couldn't really do that anymore. You know, like if you're writing next to, you know, Wes Pruden, you can't really talk about your dog. I mean, you need to say something for saying, right? So
yeah.
Anyway, I got moved in. But the other thing was that I just, you know, I was really becoming more and more troubled by what the culture is doing to this generation of children in America. So I got a lot more serious and stuff. And not that I don't want to stay serious, but what I'm discovering through the years is that it's not enough for parents to help, to be helpful to them and to our culture than in the larger picture, to just constantly point out how bad it is for our kids. I'm finding more and more that my email isn't full of people talking about necessarily the issues that I'm writing about. They're literally asking me, how do I keep my kid off Facebook? How do I use Facebook in a way that helps their family? How do I deal with a teacher who's politicizing my kid's classroom? I'm getting a lot of what should I do? And so my answer is, you know, I'm just going to start answering people. So
yeah,
rather than just kind of comment on the general broader issues, I'm just going to use my email for column fodder, and folks can email me questions and problems and issues that they're facing, because that's really what's happening. And I feel like I probably can be more helpful in that.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned one of your columns from back in October 2011, some belated parental advice to occupiers, and I can tell you, I had at least 10 people send me that.
Yeah. Now,
and a lot of them, by the way, would say, did you read this in the New York Times? And they actually, and I would have to correct them. I would have to say, you mean the Washington Times? Oh, oh yeah. Yeah.
Funny enough, the New York Times didn't run that one. Yeah.
Yeah. No kidding. Yeah. No kidding. But I mean, that just goes to show how many people received that and thought so much of it to move it, you know, bounce it back and forth across the country, you know, for, you know, weeks on end, months on end. And I think you discovered that, didn't you? That you really could have an impact on people.
I did, and that's the nerve that people want to, you know, that I can hit. And so, you know, I want to be able to write things that people want to forward to each other, not just nod and say they agree with when they read it in the paper or online. I want to be writing, you know, things that could be useful, things that could be helpful. And, you know, I tend to talk to, you know, my own friends. I have a younger sister who's got 3 kids who are younger than mine. And so, you know, I hear the problems that people are facing. You know, the classroom teacher who is going on and on about her wedding, but making it clear to the kids that she already lives with her fiancé. Well, you know, for some of us, that's an issue. We really would prefer you not talk about how you're living with your boyfriend in front of our second graders, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
you know, delighted you're planning your wedding. What do we do? How do you do that? What do? Do you go confront the teacher? Do you talk to the principal? What should you do, you know? And those are the kinds of things that people are asking me, you know. So I guess I think, you know, the issues are pretty well defined for us, and now we're confronted with when we roll up our sleeves and what should we do. And you know me, Andy, I'm never without an opinion, buddy.
Yeah.
You ask me what you should do, I will tell you.
Yep, and I notice you actually already started this week because I read this line that says, okay, drum roll, here we go. And then you go into your solicitation of advice that you receive
The first question of, you know, and these questions, I'll tell you, I get a ton of questions about families that are really being confronted in a very personal way with issues around homosexuality, gay culture, gay activism, and, you know, and the whole personal issue of how to be themselves with their values, but still love the people they love, some of whom happen to be gay, and, you know, what should they do? And so this one was a question from a mom of younger kids in a Christian family whose nephew came out as gay, and he's only in high school. And, you know, this mom is wondering, my sister wants me to tell my kids that her son is gay. They don't even know about sex yet. Like, I don't want to tell them about anybody. You know, so... You know, that was, you know, she's like, how do I approach this? And, of course, my answer, of course, is lovingly. You should approach it lovingly. Remind your sister that you love her and you love her kid. You know, you're not going to stop loving her because that's a Christian principle as well. You know, we love everybody. But, you know, on the other hand, you're put here to raise your children, and you should not feel bullied or pressured or guilted into having to talk to your kids, exploit their innocence at a time you don't feel is necessary or appropriate, and talk to them about homosexuality. And you should never do it outside the values that you profess anyway. So, you know, you can love gay people and not love homosexuality. That is something that the gay agenda doesn't think is possible. But those of us who do both of those things know that it's super possible. We do it all the time. We do it every day.
Yep. All right. So I assume that you'll be taking questions about parenting, right?
I am. Parenting and the culture and family life and how to navigate all of those things. My email address is marybeth@marybethfix.com, and I'm hoping people will shoot me more emails, not just on the, you know, not just occasionally after they've read something, but just intentionally. Bring on the muck. I am ready for it.
Bring on the muck. There we go. All right, well, listen, great to have you on the program as always, and I hope people will contact you. marybeth@marybethfix.com. That's the way you do it. You got a question about parenting. I am so proud of being a professional pronouncer. Anyway, you know, some days you just can't get the teeth to work. But anyhow, thank you as always, and we'll talk again.
Sounds great, Andy.
See you later.
Great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.